Why well-meaning parenting falls short. Raising children is the greatest thing you'll ever do. It's greater than any milestone you can hit in your career. It dwarfs any fame you may receive for your ideas or your inventions. You've been handed a piece of history in advance, a gracious gift you send to a time you will not see. And you play the biggest role in how that history will ultimately be recorded. That's why, in spite of the challenges, you need to have a plan for parenting that works. Good intentions aren't enough. Every parent starts out with them, but it doesn't take long before you find that you've been set up for failure by circumstances that you didn't plan on or ask for. Good parenting skills aren't enough either. You need something bigger than your brains and your wits to get you through. If you're running through territory you've never traveled before, you're only as good as the maps you're depending on. There have been some tragic results in history of people relying on inadequate or inaccurate maps. When I look at the way some Christian parents bring up their children and the way some Christian experts advise them, it's no wonder we seem to have lost our way. Let me use some broad brushstrokes to categorize some of the typical parenting methods I see in the Christian community, methods that have led us astray. The first one on my list is the most pervasive model that I see. Number one, fear-based parenting. We're scared of Hollywood, the internet, the public school system, Halloween, the gay community, drugs, alcohol, rock and roll, rap, partying neighbors, unbelieving softball teams, liberals, and Santa Claus. Our fears determine our strategy for parenting. I see it everywhere I go. I hear it echo in the back of parents' concerns. The moms or dads begin their statement or question to me with words like, "I'm afraid of," and then they give me their question. When I look at how the standard evangelical family has formatted their strategy for parenting, most often I see fear behind the steering.